This is Justin.
Hey, Justin. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Doing good, Ruben. How you doing?
Good. I left a message for him, sent him an email. Haven't heard back.
Okay. I was by there yesterday, and he was down in Atlanta. They've got a big job. They're working on the big hospital, and he was down there pricing it. So I'll touch base with him today and make sure he gets all that shit to you.
The biggest thing for me is, and since this is our first deal working together, my relationship with, you work for Stan and Randy, correct?
And Randy, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole relationship I have with them is very, like, not like uber, uber professional and, like, give you, like, a very corporate answer. It's just cut the nonsense and tell people the truth and get the deal done. It's a tough deal. I've worked my tail off to get this guy approved. But I haven't – most people in my shoes are going to hold someone's feet to the fire. They're going to juice them for every drop of juice there. That's what they do. My opinion is, I walked the guy through it. He didn't know that, you know, with one of his loans, I said, hey, look, it looks like, why did your payment change? You better find out before we go down this path. There's not a lot of money for me to be made on in the transaction, but I just want to keep this guy happy. I've got one lease, one finance agreement, one lease to own. But ultimately, I think from the whole vendor perspective, I don't want you guys to think like I've slept on it. I've tried to reach this guy multiple times. And I think sometimes vendors, if, you know, I get paid on putting these deals together. I don't get a huge salary for sitting at a desk. So I just want to let you know that I'm not dropping the ball, and I hope this guy's credit hasn't changed. It's a bit off the record. It's a bit frustrating because I'm doing everything in my power, but I can't make people call me.
Oh, I know.
So
I totally understand, and believe me, I know you worked your ass off for it, and you know I have too. And the thing with Brandon, he's hard to get a hold of in that I don't know if he just likes avoiding giving you an excuse. But one of the big delays was he had to build up a reserve, essentially, for the first and last payments and this, that, and the other, because the move, when they moved shops, ended up costing him about $10,000 more than he was anticipating.
Yeah.
So he had to recuperate that before he could. And instead of telling us, hey guys, it's going to be a month before I have the money.
Or more importantly, hey guys, I have some issues. Can you help me out? Or hey, will this affect my approval? A lot of these guys don't understand. Like, thank gosh, I don't have to re-pull his bank statements. If I saw he was depleting the cash and certain approvals, he'd lose them. That's the problem. You know, everyone wants. Okay, I want to let you know as our first potential deal. I want to be clear that I'm not dropping the ball and I'm doing everything in my power. Oh, but man. Okay, cool, fair enough.
I totally know. Hey, are you guys coming? Do y'all go to the IWF and AWFS shows or any of that?
I went to one before. I'm contemplating going. I have a lot of responsibilities here, and sometimes it feels like I'm stretched quite thin, to be honest. So it's really the woodworking industry is something that we do a lot in. I'm trying to get out to one of the shows this year. It's just been our industry has kind of turned into a circus, if you want to know the truth.
I can imagine. I was in the leasing industry for about 4 years before I came back to Stan and Randy.
Where did you work?
It was an in-house. We leased our own products, and I was their leasing manager. In-house. We leased modular buildings, like a hospital that's renovating.
Okay.
They would rent a big modular complex.
Hey, I'm sorry. I've got someone. Literally, can I call you back? I've been waiting for this call for a day. Can I call you back, please?
No problem.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.